Yes, that was much faster than I thought. I thought I'd have to like relaunch that thing. Okay, gentlemen, Thanksgiving is coming tomorrow. And I wanted to share with you some of my thoughts about Thanksgiving in particular in the year 2020. Because if there is a year when I think we have the least to be thankful for, it is 2020. When you think about what happened this year, 260,000 people have died in this pandemic in the United States alone. 260,000 people have died. That's a lot. This is a year that people have been suffering financially because of the pandemic, not to mention the tremendous stress of being at home, locked in. One of my daughters is now on her fourth round of quarantine. Like, it's not easy. It's really, really hard. This year has been more difficult because politically, again, and I'm speaking about the United States, this is American Thanksgiving. The Canadians among us will have to forgive me. But the political divisions in this country are more intense, I think, than ever before. This election, which, thank God it's over, but the rhetoric that was used was really damaging. And it's not only the candidate himself, but the way we speak to each other or don't speak to each other because of our political views is somewhat unprecedented, at least in my lifetime. There are people who you know you could go to shul, again, assuming you can go to shul, et cetera. But there are people who you know, I'm not going to bring this up because it's a really tense topic. So this is a hard year. And it's a year when racial tensions got much worse. You know, everyone is talking about how the government in the city of New York was discriminatory against Orthodox Jews because they are closing down Orthodox services. But what about the George Floyd protests? And there's a lot to be said, but you have to recognize the pain that led people to protest. It's real. This nation is divided, it's suffering. So the question really is, what is there to be thankful for? So I want to present two different perspectives. Again, it might sound trite, but I do think that from a Jewish and halachic perspective, both of these are true. I should note, by the way, that Thanksgiving is the most Jewish of all non-Jewish holidays. Just the themes of Thanksgiving are themes that come across like in every parak of Tehillim. You just read what David HaMelech writes and how thankful he is. So there is a tremendous amount of thanks that David HaMelech is giving. And when we say Hallel, we speak about Otcha ki ani soni v'atihi li lishua. David HaMelech says that I don't only thank Hashem because good things are happening, but I thank Hashem in hindsight for the suffering I went through that led to the salvation. The Medrash writes that Oz Yashir is the greatest Shira because in Oz Yashir they sing, Mibgadah Yashur has an essay about this, they sing about the enemy coming and attacking them also. Sometimes you could only sing and say Shira about the fact that now we're saved. But Omar Oyev Erdov Asig Achalek Shalal, there is a degree of Hoda'ah that comes precisely because you recognize how much suffering there was beforehand. So to some extent, when you sit down at a Thanksgiving and you want to know what you're thankful for, so the cynic in me would say, I'm thankful that I can't be with my entire family because when I'm with my entire family, we'd have these intense political disagreements. But there is a degree of saying, you know what, I'm thankful because I learned important lessons through all of the suffering of 2020. So what are some of the lessons that we learned? And these are just things that came to my mind. What are some of the silver linings in the dark cloud? So I just jotted down a few notes. 260,000 people died. We had racial violence because of the killing of George Floyd. But you put the two together, you realize something very precious. There was so much protest because of the life of a single individual. We become inured when we hear numbers, right? This has happened, and people have spoken about this many times. Unfortunately, you hear 6 million, it doesn't mean anything anymore. But when you see Schindler's List, or when you have one family member, or some individual that you could put a name to, it becomes much more meaningful. The protests, whatever you think about them, but the protests because of George Floyd, I think, heighten our awareness of how valuable a single life is. And when we put that in perspective and we multiply by 260,000 and unfortunately growing, I think that should be something that is worth thinking about. Another thing to be thankful for is because we were away from shul for so long, and because we were cut off from our community for so long, I think many people who took shul and community for granted no longer do so. And I think we should be thankful for the fact that we recognized how much we appreciate our communities, how much we appreciate shul. We didn't appreciate shul enough. We didn't appreciate what it meant to have a kiddush after davening, and what it meant to just be able to go to a friend and for a meal, and all of these standard things we didn't appreciate. So one of the silver linings is, in hindsight, we have greater appreciation of what community is. And another silver lining is we have greater appreciation for the small, more intimate parts of our life. Our families become more valuable. When you made a wedding in the year 2020, the wedding did not have 400 guests, but you have those people who are most important to you. And there is something to be thankful for, that we just recognize who is in that innermost concentric circle and who is beyond that. There is a real value in, look at that, right? There's a real value in just having a small, intimate family and the little guy who's sitting on your lap and waving. There's a real value in just like recognizing how connected we are to the innermost circle and ignoring the periphery, because we don't need the periphery and we could do okay without it. There are certain things that we miss, but ultimately our lives can be quite full without these things which are peripheral. Another thing that we learned is this invention called Zoom, which allows us to connect with people who are really far away, who we could not really connect with to this extent beforehand. Now, Zoom existed before the pandemic, but people, we should have bought stock in Zoom. It was a big miss. But here's the thing. Zoom enables us to connect and to form different types of community that's based not just on proximity, but it's based on shared values. And that is another element of Thanksgiving. So what we're talking about is being thankful for small things, that the recognition of, because things were difficult, that highlighted just how good the smaller things are. That itself is worthy of thanks, and that's a very Jewish idea. You know, the Gemara speaks about when there's drought in Eretz Yisrael, and you go through the whole series of fasts. And finally, there's rain. So you make a bracha on that first rain. And the bracha is modem l'cha, modem anachnu l'fanach Hashem l'okeinu, akol tipa v'tipa shehorad talanu. We thank Hashem for every drop of rain that came down. Meaning, the thankfulness, if I just write a note, thank you for everything, you're amazing, that's basically worthless. True thanks is more focused on kol tipa v'tipa shehorad talanu, every small drop. The Jewish expression for thanks is hakaras hatov. That means recognizing what was good, not overlooking it. You have to focus your attention. And I think, sadly, we too often don't focus on the smaller things, which themselves are really worthy of giving thanks. There's an interesting Rashi in this week's parasha. When Yosef is born, so his name is called Yosef because Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Rachel says, I want another son. But his name is also called Yosef, the pasuk says, because Asaf Elokim escher pasi. God took away my disgrace. So that is the first theme that we mentioned, that the thankfulness that Rachel had is even greater because of the disgrace, the humiliation that she felt when she did not have a child. But Rashi comments, Asaf Elokim escher pasi, means that until Yosef was born, Rachel had no one to blame when something went wrong. But now you have a kid, and something gets dirty in the house. I'm not joking. Look at Rashi. Rashi says this. But something gets dirty at home, you have a kid to blame. It's not only your fault. Now, when you think about it, it's kind of nuts that this is the reason why she named her kid Yosef. But I think it highlights part of the idea that we're trying to express, that even something as mundane as just having someone else to push it off on, I think that also is worthy of thanks.
The Art Scroll of Footnotes is the same thing.
Who says?
The Art Scroll Blues, the blue Art Scroll of Footnotes.
Oh, the Art Scroll says the same thing? Okay, yeah. So if I'm a Chavan to Art Scroll, that means it's God.
Rabbi Shore also.
Who did it call?
Rabbi Shore.
Oh, they call the same Rabbi Gedalia Shore. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, again, I think the theme over here is a very important theme. And again, I think our focus on the Thanksgiving should certainly be on recognizing, on Hakaras HaTov, on the fact that there's so much good that goes on, no matter how bad things were. But there's another element which I think emerges from Psukim and Tehillim more clearly. And that is being thankful, not for the past, but being thankful because there is a vision for the future. David HaMelech often gives thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam at the moment, right? Mizmor David Bevarech Ofnei Avshalom, right? David is being chased by his son Avshalom. He's kicked out of the city. He's fleeing for his life. And he says, Avarech Hashem b'chol eis tamet yilasa b'fi. B'Hashem tisalo nafshi. David HaMelech says, I'm praising God, and I'm praising God because the Yeshua, he writes that clearly in the Pesukim, the salvation is coming. The confidence that there is going to be a better day ahead, that leads David to be thankful and to praise Hashem. And this exists time and time again in Tehillim. It's funny that David HaMelech is praising Hashem because of Beis HaMikdash, which will not even be built in his time. It will be built by his son Shlomo, not by him. But he's thankful for that. And I think to some extent, being thankful in the sense of optimistic, in the sense of recognizing the potential that things have for being better, that itself is worthy of thanks. It's not just I'm thankful because of the small things, but I'm thankful because of the future, which I envision as being a better future. And again, I think we should be thankful for the fact that scientific knowledge is growing, and there's going to, God willing, be a vaccine. We should be thankful for all of the possibilities that we have. Even if things are lousy in your life, but to be thankful because you recognize that the lousiness is done and now I'm looking towards making things better. That's a value. You don't have to be thankful for good stuff. Sometimes life is pretty crummy. But you could still be thankful because you're optimistic that things will improve. So, again, Thanksgiving is the most Jewish, non-Jewish holiday. The themes of thanks are really stuff that we should focus on every day when we say Psukei Dezimra. Certainly every Yontiv, every Rosh Chodesh, when we say Halal, what we're doing is sort of being thankful. But sometimes you need a Thursday at the end of November to force you to say, okay, what am I thankful for? And this year, it's harder than before to focus on why we should be thankful. But I hope that I just planted some ideas in your mind as to what I think we could be thankful for in terms of the smaller things, the recognition of every single life, being thankful that we're saved. There's something to be thankful for. And most importantly, to be thankful for the fact that we're going to be even better in 2021. And to be thankful for that future, which is coming. Any questions or comments?
Rav Ezra.
Yeah.
I believe we ought to be thankful for the fact that we're in America. It's an American Yontif, that we are in America. Baruch Hashem, we have our brethren in Eretz Yisrael, in the Medinat Yisrael, and it's a brand new creation for Am Yisrael to engage in Simcha, to engage in Kol HaTov, and that the relationship between where we live now and where our potential is for tomorrow is a positive relationship. Yeah. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom.
So it's thankful for the past, and it's looking as good as America is, and America's been a wonderful country for us. And it will continue to be a wonderful country, but I think our sights have to be on, this is not the future of the Jewish people. The future of the Jewish people is not Washington Heights or even Teaneck. But yeah, I mean, that's certainly an important point. Okay, so I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, a good Shabbos. I'm not yet sure about whether we'll have Shir on Sunday. Tomorrow is off. Whether we'll have Shir on Sunday, I'll try to send something out to the WhatsApp group. But we should just have a good Shabbos, enjoy Thanksgiving, and try to find things for which we can be thankful. Okay, Shavra, take care.
Thank you.
Go to.